A familiar name for Wisconsin protesters has been in the news quite a bit over the last 2 weeks, ALEC, or the American Legislative Exchange Council. In the last few days, ALEC has sustained several major blows as six major corporations, and counting, have announced they are severing ties with ALEC. Several of these are big food companies that have a large influence on our food and farming policy right here in the Dairy State and also around the rest of the country. Here to report the latest on this topic is new In Our Backyard reporter Rebecca Wilsey, who writes for the Center for Media and Democracy, in the first installment of a new series on food and farming.
A stampede seems to be on the way as more and more groups break ties and dump ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council. Multi-billion dollar food companies Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and Kraft Foods announced last week that they had left or are leaving ALEC. Fast food giant McDonald's announced yesterday that they left in March, and the Center for Media and Democracy here in Madison broke the news today that Wendy's has also declined to renew membership in ALEC this year. Here to tell us more is Lisa Graves, executive director of Madison's own nonprofit investigative reporting group, the Center for Media and Democracy. Lisa, could you please tell us briefly what ALEC is and does?
ALEC describes itself as the largest body of state elected legislators in the country. However, what ALEC really is a corporate bill mill in which 98% of its $7 million budget comes from corporations, CEO foundations, and sources other than the dues paid by legislators, which are about 50 bucks a year. And in exchange for that enormous cash from the private sector, corporate lobbyists get to vote behind closed doors as equals with our elected officials at resort meetings that ALEC schedules in states across the country. And they get to vote on so-called model legislation, which is basically a template for changing our rights in almost every area of the law.
And how is ALEC funded? How much are these corporations giving ALEC?
I think it really is a sort of pay-to-play operation in a way, because corporations pay an extra amount to sit on these task forces as equals with politicians from Wisconsin and other states. And in exchange, they get the chance to actually vote behind closed doors with no public present, with no members of the public, no press, on their wish list for changing our laws, changes that basically advantage corporations over individuals.
Lisa, what does the spate of corporate sponsors leaving ALEC mean for the power of these corporations over our state laws?
Well, I think it's a positive step because those corporations' money and their leadership of ALEC as former members of ALEC's corporate board is really enabling ALEC's extreme agenda. So I think it's a positive step that there's finally enough attention on what ALEC is doing and what its agenda really is, that corporations that have no business helping to bankroll this agenda are being called out and standing up and saying that they don't want to be part of it anymore, especially in light of the terrible tragedy in Florida with the shooting of Trayvon Martin, which revealed a whole other level of ALEC's influence on our gun laws.
This week, the Gates Foundation, which has given over $250,000 to ALEC for so-called education reform and also invested millions in stock in Monsanto, the $11 billion manufacturer of genetically modified seed and pesticides, announced that it would no longer make grants to ALEC. So all of these corporations and nonprofits are withdrawing their support, but then we have other corporations like Koch Industries and Bayer Crop Science, both of which manufacture pesticides, which have insisted they'll continue to support ALEC. What would you and your organization say to these firms?
I think the American people have a right to know who they are and what their agenda is. Quite frankly, ALEC's environmental agenda is extreme. When you look at their efforts to oppose doing anything reasonable about climate change, their efforts to get states to drop out of regional climate change agreements, and even their program in which last August they had a program called Warming Up to Climate Change, how increased CO2 is good for you, it's quite clear that ALEC represents the extreme on the far right and the extreme of corporate irresponsibility.
Well, great. Thank you so much for talking with us today. Lisa Graves of the Center for Media and Democracy here in Madison. At a time when there's ever more money in politics, corporations like Bayer, Kraft Foods, Coca-Cola, and Pepsi have many legal ways to inject cash in the system. Some consumers are heartened to hear that Coke, Pepsi, Kraft, McDonald's, and Wendy's have decided not to continue to make use of one of them, the corporate-funded bill mill that is the American Legislative Exchange Council. So far, over 3,000 people have signed a petition asking the remaining corporations on ALEC's corporate board, including Bayer, to dump ALEC. The petition, initiated by Madison's Center for Media and Democracy, can be found at prwatch.org.
That was Rebecca Wills in the first installment of a new weekly series on food and farming. Stay tuned for the latest news on pesticides next Wednesday.